Welcome back to the program. It is a great pleasure to welcome a real popular entertainer. You've seen him on TV, all the shows, America's Funniest Home Videos, Full House, and now, of course, NBC's One Versus 100. But he's got a new video out that's really funny. It's called Farce of the Penguins. He's going to talk about that with us for a couple of minutes. The great Bob Saget. How are you, Bob?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good to talk to you.
For my name before, that's fantastic.
Yeah, right. I know you've done about 100 of these today, but we'll make it 101 today.
I'll do One Versus 100.
There you go. Talk a bit about this video. It's kind of a takeoff on the March of the Penguins, right?
Yeah, it's pretty wild what happened. It happened pretty quickly, too. About a year and a half ago, I watched March of the Penguins. I called my friend David Perman. I couldn't stop voicing it over while I was watching, and I was at a friend's house, so it would be like, oh, I need a piece of fish, you know. And they walk 70 miles for a piece of fish, and then they mate once a year. And I thought, you know, a lot of people do that, you know.
Sure.
So maybe the story could relate to human beings. So we wanted to actually take the soundtrack off of March of the Penguins, remove Morgan Freeman, and we went to National Geographic and Warner Brothers and asked them, and they said, no, you can't do that because the French will attack at midnight. And then we went, and David Permit, we contacted Think Film, who had distributed The Aristocrats, the thing that I was featured in for a second, and we went, we're going to get hours of stock footage. We got like 200 hours of stock footage, not National Geographic footage, of all different formats of footage of penguins and other animals. And I had written a script, and we started to, our editor, Michael Miller, we started to cut the movie together, and it took 6 months, really, to put it all together. And you shake the tree, and you change the dialogue, and you change the picture to match the dialogue, but the mouths don't move. So this is this is like Milo and Otis cursing is what this is.
Oh, that's great. And you got people like Jason Alexander in it, right? Dave Coulier.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson narrates.
Samuel Jackson,
the main
right.
Voices are myself and Lewis Black, Christina Applegate, Tracy Morgan, and Monique. And then Jason and Norm MacDonald and Harvey Fierstein and Whoopi Goldberg. A lot of people came in and did voices for me. It was incredibly gracious because it doesn't get any more low budget than this.
This is going to come out next week, right?
Yeah, January 30th. It goes into video stores everywhere. You know, all over Blockbuster and wherever, Best Buy, wherever the heck we made deals. I'm like the music man selling this thing. it's very funny. It has a lot of added features. That are not part of the film that are great on a DVD, and it's really for college kids, you know.
That's what makes those DVDs fun. You can add all that extra stuff, the rehearsals,
exactly.
And the
there's
outtakes.
Stuff in it that there were deleted scenes, and you'll understand. And this is not for kids. I do want to say that this is not for little kids to see. I hope a parent doesn't pick up Farce of the Penguins and shows it to a youngster because it's not the right tone.
Well, kids are pretty hip nowadays. Maybe they'll probably enjoy it. But what would you say, 13 and up, right?
I would say 15 and up.
15 and up, okay.
I think.
Well, you mentioned before The Aristocrats, and that's a film I really enjoyed watching, and you had a great scene in that. Was that fun to do? I know it wasn't really a rehearsed thing, but was that fun to do that bit that you did in it?
Yeah, it was so simple. It was like there was literally nothing to it. It was Penn Jillette and Paul Provenza said, tell us your version of the joke, and I said, okay. And that was it. It was 40 minutes of my life, and it turned into this crazy thing, you know? Very funny.
Yeah, I know Gilbert Gottfried, that. Right, told that at the Friars, the one that they did right after the 9/11, I think, to kind of get
right.
The crowd into it.
It could not have been stranger. It was an amazing thing. It was almost like Peter Finch in the movie Network, where he was mad as hell, not going to take it anymore. And Gilbert, it was a very upsetting moment in time, and he started to bomb, and so he launched into the joke, The Aristocrats. Gilbert does a thing in my Farce of the Penguins where he yells at Samuel L. Jackson. He says, he yells at Sam Jackson as a penguin to the narrator, Morgan Freeman has more talent than you and just a freckle on his rear. Without that language.
Yes, I got you.
I'm trying to keep you on the air.
Well, that was a funny movie, though. I mean, that joke told by several comedians, or I guess about 50 comedians, whatever it was.
Well, I love the George Carlin of it all. You know, he was like the Yoda of the
movie. Right.
And it's really about, and he said it, it's about jazz. It really is. It's not about the filth.
It's
about, you know, how different people tell different jokes. Tell the same joke, but it's a completely different thing.
Yeah, it was funny.
And it was interesting, the comedians that didn't want to tell it, like the Smothers Brothers. It was just very interesting. I really found the movie valuable. Some people didn't care for it. I have friends that walk, female friends especially, that walked out of it.
I thought it was a fascinating look at comedians, kind of like what Seinfeld did with his kind of documentary thing. I mean, it really gives you a behind-the-scenes look at how comedians work. I thought it was fascinating.
I agree.
And just, I know you guys got a few minutes left, but I like the 1 versus 100 show. You do a great job with that.
Oh, man, thank you.
And that's a tough thing to do.
It's not hurting anybody.
Well, I think I just, from doing like play-by-play and radio, I mean, you're basically doing a play-by-play, ad-libbing an hour. That's tough.
Well, thanks. It's really fun.
It looks like a fun show.
I get to ad-lib stuff. It's got a little more of my stand-up comedy persona in it. We do a mob in a couple weeks. You know, that's the 100 people of all kid geniuses.
Oh, really? That'll be
fun. Yeah, so we're doing different stuff. That's really fun. And then we did another mob of people that everybody hates, like DMV employees. Postal workers, IRS agents.
That's great. It's really well produced, too. Now, do you do one whole show a week, in other words, or do you do a bunch of them?
Yeah, I did a couple weeks ago. I did 5 shows in 1 week.
In one day.
Like 2 and 1 and 3. It was one of those. It was a hard week.
Yeah.
But it was a hard week. You know, you look back on the day when I was doing America's Funniest Home Videos, we'd do 1 a week or 2 a week. And so this is, we're in a different world where TV needs to be produced cheaper in
sure.
order to make it.
Well, it's definitely a hit on NBC, kind of a combination with Howie's show.
But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And before I let you go, I'm a big Law and Order fan. I enjoyed your work on the SVU episode you did a few months back. That was very good.
Thank you.
Playing a little dramatic part.
It's fun to kill your best friend's wife.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you don't trust a woman, you put a computer chip in her arm.
That's it. That was great. Yeah. Well, that kind of gives you a chance to play against the comedic type. I think that's fun.
Yeah, I love doing that. I'm going to do some more acting this year, later in the year. I'm planning to do an hour special with my stand-up, which hopefully won't destroy everything as we know
it. Well, Bob, it's fun to get a chance to talk to you for a couple of minutes. I don't know if you ever come down to perform in the Tampa Bay area. You should. We'd love to see you.
I would definitely. I've been there before. I used to go to the Improv there, which is a great room. But I'll be coming back there, and I'll do a theater or something fun, and we'll definitely come down there. I would love that.
Great. Bob Saget, Farce of the Penguins is the video coming out next week. Thanks,
it'll
Bob.
Be everywhere, Amazon.com, all that, Netflix, wherever you can get them.
Great. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much,
right.
man.
Bye now. Bob Saget, our guest. We'll be right back after this.